This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Small penis time.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Why wait? No waiting.
Just checking. More memorable meetings and messages and emails and texts and calls. And
oh, it's the nervous climate we live in.
So we'll see if we can make it through the entire show without breaking some horrendous unwritten rule today. Ooh. Start off, though, by saying to Mike, congratulations to you.
Why?
I just noticed something when we were outside.
My beard?
No.
What?
The fact that you've not stopped smoking again.
Oh, I know.
Mike, you got to.
I'm nervous.
Congratulations.
It's all the censorship. Censorship.
Uh-huh. That's what did it.
Up until we were censored this week, I wasn't smoking.
This wasn't even an on-air thing. Didn't you say to me outdoors, like 2 days ago? That's it, man. This is really it. No more cigarettes.
No more smoking.
I'm going to go back. If anything, I'm going to go back to cigars.
Right.
It's going to be it.
I did Tuesday, Wednesday night?
Uh-huh.
Wednesday night. I don't like cigars like I used to.
Oh.
Like Uncle Buck.
What?
Like Uncle Buck. I'm off cigarettes. I'm on to cigars now.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go to a pipe, then chewing tobacco, and then I'll be chewing on a tongue depressor.
You'll add days to your life.
It's my oral fixation.
Uh-huh. Hey! Tell me about it.
I have only one question for you.
Your manipulation.
One question.
Yes, sir.
What hole? What hole?
Danger.
Warning.
All right, let's start this get-together. Here's something brand new from our friend, the Belcher.
Very good, then.
Right now. Right now.
Right. Right now, Mike.
You okay, Mike?
Richard Lewis is with us. You see him on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Let's go to Bob in Manhattan. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good,
hey,
Bob.
Good. Richard. Hey, Bob. Yeah. Worked with you years ago in Caroline's and a couple of other places. I was a promoter, and I haven't heard from you personally in years.
Well, you know, you never left me your number, and, you know.
I know, and I never returned your calls either. I know how it goes. But I'm just so glad to hear that you're doing well. And I just want the audience to know that running the fingers through the hair thing and that nervous wreck thing, that was genuine. For anybody.
Yeah, well, I still do it. And I wasn't always staggering around like a drunken pirate, by the way. You know, Caroline's was one of the great clubs. She had many clubs there, but I used to work at her first club. Yeah, that was the good old days, man. Yeah.
And I just wanted to call to say that I'm glad you recovered.
Thank you.
No matter how useless and talentless I think you are, I think you're as funny as Joe Ardinger.
That's hilarious. Leave it to a promoter to have a great one-liner.
All right, thank you, man.
That was the most pathetic display of... setting me up.
Unbelievable. And he thinks he's the comedian.
What is wrong with you?
The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Thank you, Belcher.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'll say it again.
What is wrong with you?
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
All right, let's check Buzz's shopping list before the show.
Right? Codeine, Vicodin, Percocet, fentanyl, OxyContin, Haldol.
Right.
The more you listen, the more you'll glisten.
Ooh. Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Yeah.
What the bleep happened here?
I don't know, Larry.
It is only a cat. Cats do not provide milk or wool or meat.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Here we go.
Looks like baby vomit.
No, it looks like goo. Ah, what glorious goo. Right. There's O'Reilly.
Gay sex. Whoa.
Here's one more for you, Buzz.
Is there a God? If not, what are all these churches for? And who is Jesus's dad?
Hey. Answer that one, Buzz.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
That guy's retarded. To our code of
track tape, you know, I'm not happy. It's in the
news. Hi, Paula.
Tango!
And
Mommy Boobies.
There you go.
Mommy Boobies.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Mommy Boobies.
Oh, time for Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hi there, little brains. Don and Mike show. New episode on this super happy Friday.
Oh, always.
Phone number has not been changed. 877-365-3636. Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, my name is Adrian. I would like to speak to Don and Mike.
Well, your wish is my command.
You're 15 to 20 years ago, you could make the joke, yo, Adrian. You can't make that joke anymore.
That's my girlfriend's middle name.
Adrian.
Adrian.
That is my name.
Adrian. Yo.
Listen, when I
Adrian's
was
two, med.
I got flack for that, you know.
Adrian Barbeau.
Oh, thank
Adrian
you
Brody.
So much. I died in the last Rocky.
Can I
Adrian
count?
Cronauer.
Wow. King of the Adrians. I'll give
okay.
it to you, Mike.
I was wondering if you guys have time for a little story of how I lost my virginity.
I tell you what.
I don't know.
Is it a good story?
I don't know if you're going to get flack for censorship again. I don't want to do that, but...
No. Well, you know, you got to talk in code. You got to talk around our parameters if you're going to tell your little story.
Did it just happen today?
No. It happened 2 years ago, and that was the last time I had it.
And how old are you, about 40?
No.
Was it with your mom?
I'm not Steve Carell.
Was it with your mom or a relative?
No. It was my ex-girlfriend, but she may be a relative because my mom is her godmother.
No, that doesn't count.
No, that's generally speaking not a blood thing.
Was this a childhood sweetheart?
Yes, you could say that. And then she cheated on me on my 15th birthday.
15th. On your 15th birthday?
With a minor league ball player, I might add.
Hey, you know something?
Hold on a second.
No, what? I had a dream last night.
We're not here to talk to teenage boys about their first sexual experiences.
No, how old are you?
Right now I'm 18.
Oh, No. If
you were a chick, we'd love to talk to you, but because you're a guy, there's something to discuss.
No.
Mike,
no,
I would. An 18-year-old chick, sure.
18-year-old, yeah.
Barely legal.
18-year-old.
Love the magazine.
please. You would die laughing, because you have to hear how this whole thing happened.
Well, I don't want to die. I got a big weekend planned. I have to go to Chuck E. Cheese this weekend for Rob's son's birthday party.
Is that the highlight of your weekend?
Speaking of godparents, because I'm Robbie's godfather.
Right.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Loving life.
And I think you're going to have a good time, because I spoke to the management and they've cleaned the suit for you, so it won't smell bad when you put it on.
Don's going to be dressed up as the rat.
Yeah, he will be Chuck E. Right. And signing autographs.
Come on. Okay, go ahead.
All right. What happened was... this girl, her mother is kind of,
you're going to be penalized, I believe, for every, two more ums and you're out of here.
Okay. So this girl's, boyfriend.
Oh, that's one.
One more.
No, I did not say, I had a pause.
No. One more. That's all. I'm
go
sorry.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. Start the story. Go ahead. We're waiting and we're waiting for the second.
Forge ahead.
All right. So the boyfriend burns down the house. She starts living with me because my mom is the godmother. So she starts tempting me. It's like the graduate going on. She starts saying, hey, Adrian, you know, you want to do a little whoopee? I don't know. What do they call it now? I don't know. Whoopee. Anyway, we'll call it whoopee.
Intercourse.
All right. So we're watching
Excuse me, sir. Do you either of you believe for a minute this guy is 18?
No.
17, I think.
No, I think he might be. I think he's older, and this is some sort of ruse.
No.
Yes, that's what I believe.
Do you have any relatives that were born in Latin American countries?
Yes, I'm calling from Florida. Who doesn't have a relative that wasn't born in a foreign country?
I don't.
From Florida.
Is this Ilian Gonzalez?
No. I'm his cousin.
Or is this that gigantic monster boy that was playing Little League baseball?
That's the 30-year-old that was like
the ringer.
pulling off being a 15-year-old pitcher.
That's my limited knowledge of people that float up on our shores from Cuba.
Is what? This Antonio Montana?
I wish.
Is it Ricky Martin?
Say hello to my little friend.
What's your date of birth? What's your date of birth?
August 17, 1989.
Good Close date. Enough for government work. All right, what's the point of this? Are you here legally? Are you an illegal alien?
I'm here legally. I'm just trying to give a joke, a story. Because
oh, you said joke. Oh, dear. You said joke.
No. It's a funny story, but true story.
Perhaps he should submit it to Reader's Digest.
We have many, many people waiting. We'll give you exactly 30 seconds. You ready?
Okay.
Go, let it fly.
All right. What happened during the Lost episode was during commercial, she says, Agent, take off your pants. I did. I was very nervous because my mom is in the next room. She starts giving me a little up and down with the five knuckles. And then she did it so bad because she had the Freddy Krueger fingernails. She cut the inside of my...
Ouch.
Yes. Yeah. I have the scar to prove it. Now, what happened then was I was so frightened and worried about... my area that I just...
That's wonderful.
We'll never hear.
Thank you for sharing that story.
I'm sorry, we are all just going to have to guess our own endings.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I have one.
What's your guess, Ravi?
He put on a Band-Aid and then stole hubcaps.
She got mad and it was completely severed.
No. She just cut it and then she got on top.
You ended up being a used car salesman selling those little tiny Russian cars that we've talked about.
Is this Chopper? Is this Chopper from Las Vegas?
No.
My favorite car dealer?
No, sorry.
That has the little blue genie that comes out?
All right, so your girl was touching you, and she touched you in such a way that you bled.
You were
injured. She cut you.
Yes, I bled, and she put on the condom, and then blood in the thing. It looked like a strawberry shortcake.
All right.
So does anybody know what that is? What the strawberry shortcake is?
Yeah, I think we get a pretty good idea.
Okay.
Right.
You got.
What, you think you had to explain that to us?
I don't want to on the radio, though.
Right. No, did you think you had to? I mean, why did you ask the question? Do we understand?
I think we understand where the strawberry comes from, and we understand where the
shortcake.
Yes, where.
Yeah, you think your comedy was too sophisticated for us?
No, and sir, I was just trying to help you guys out because you've been hitting me up all day with Cuban jokes, so I don't know.
You know, what you just said didn't make any sense at all. Did you think about it before you said it?
You know, you're the one.
No, I don't think so.
Hold on. Elion.
Is this Cuban Pete?
It is.
You're the one that called us. We didn't call you.
I'm sorry.
I mean, that was the first song we played today. Don't call us, we'll call you.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing? What are you doing now? What do you do?
I work at a video store.
Adult video?
We do have a section.
A section.
Arlen Video?
I wish.
This is an interstate phone line.
Arlen Video told you I rent pornography?
Crazy morning zoo.
Taste the meat, not the heat.
Well, I wish we had more time for this, Elion.
Not me.
But I just hope I made you guys laugh, though.
Oh, no, you did, Ricky.
I'm sorry.
Endlessly.
I'm sorry you did not.
And I don't mean Ricky... Sports Junkies, Ricky. I mean Ricky Ricardo, Ricky.
Ricky Retardo.
Okay, well,
That used to be a good one when I was a kid. Hey, Ricky Retardo.
Ricky Retard.
There he goes.
Let's see if this call's any better. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know how you're trying to gain weight? No, you're trying to lose.
Hold it. Identify your sex, please.
I'm going to guess female, woman.
Yes.
Oh, okay, very good.
I sound like a man.
You sound like a small man.
She's a lady.
You sound like a little man. Is this Dan Snyder?
It's a lady. I'm kind of nervous, so I got it mixed up. You know how you're trying to lose weight?
Right, honey.
I'm trying to gain it.
Why is that?
Just to gain it, just to see if I can lose it.
Well, how much do you weigh?
Right now, 155.
You want a lot of protein. You want protein shakes.
You want just regular shakes.
You want a very special protein shake.
The strawberry shortcake shake.
How long will it take
to
gain?
That's right. Without the strawberry, though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How many protein shakes should I take to gain about 25 more pounds?
Why do you want to be 175? How tall are you?
5'3".
Five, three.
Why do you want to be
heavier? Do you want to be fat?
Because a lot of fat people say it's hard to lose weight. So I want to see if I can gain it and lose it.
No, you don't want to do that.
Well, you're already fat, though, aren't you?
No,
if you're 5'3 and 155, you're already fat.
No, I just have big thighs and a big butt.
So you're fat. Honey, you're fat.
I'm not fat.
Yeah, 155 and 5'3 is fat.
Yeah, you don't want to add to that.
Lose some of that ass and then call us.
Walk it off.
Come on, baby. Okay.
So really, you don't have to go through the exercise of gaining. Just try to lose and see how hard it is.
You're already.
I already tried to lose it, and I'm losing it, but I don't want to lose it.
No, no, honey, honey, with an ass that big, you're already a member of our club. You've already made it to the club of people who have gained weight.
Why don't you want to lose weight?
Because I want to gain more.
Why do you want to gain more?
Because a lot of big people say that it's hard.
Your logic, crazy. You do not have any. This is the second caller that has made no sense whatsoever.
Right?
It does.
Stop that.
I want to get.
It's silly.
Bigger.
Very silly indeed.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
What dress size are you
in
right now? What dress size are you in right now?
10.
A 10 and you're 5'3"?
Yes.
I would stop there.
This sounds to me like a slightly shorter Julie Wright from Channel 5.
It's not enough.
Do you have big gelatinous arms?
No, my arms are very, very skinny, and my calves are very skinny.
So you have a fabulously low center of gravity.
Yeah.
And you got a big ass, right? Well, you got the big Arsenio
big,
Hall
big
ass.
Size.
Yeah.
Also. Big Queen Latifah ass. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Baby got back.
Just stay right where you are. We love you the way you are.
No, I don't know.
Change it.
Yeah. I like her at 135.
No, that's extremely skinny. People say I look like a crackhead.
Rob is saying lower. Rob likes you at 125.
120.
No,
120.
Like me. No. I might as well stick my finger down my throat then.
Yes.
Oh, if you're going to do that, come do it on the show. What city do you live in, darling?
Washington, D.C.
Well, you should get your big Queen Latifah butt up here and let us look at you. Yeah.
And then we'll be the
fat.
Judge of what your ideal weight is.
And I also have a huge stomach. It looks like I'm about 6 months pregnant.
Well, then why do you want to gain more weight?
Just to see if I can lose
it. But you're asking how to gain weight. You know how to gain weight. You know how you gain weight.
You've already done it.
It's not enough. I want it even bigger.
What did you have for dinner last night?
5 pieces of chicken wings.
Or chicken wings. Fried, deep fried chicken.
Outback wings, yes.
Outback wings. On the right track.
Again, I think we need to see you in person.
It wasn't just the wings. She did not just have 5 wings for dinner. You didn't just have 5.
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
At 4 o'clock in the morning. That wasn't really dinner, though. What did you have earlier? What did you have, like, between the hours of 6 p.m. and midnight?
Nothing. I don't eat until 3 or 4 o'clock
Why
in the morning.
Why? Do you work late? Do you work shift work?
Nope. I work until 6 p.m.
And darling, you just got to come down here. We got to look at you, because if you are too skinny, we'll fatten you up, and if you are too fat, we'll tell you.
Please to share with us your dream dessert.
Strawberry cheesecake.
All right.
How big are your boobs?
About a 38D. They're not that big.
I got to tell you something. You sound like a woman who's looking at herself in a funhouse mirror.
Uh-huh.
You know, you say you have a stomach that's 6 months pregnant, 38D, but not that big, and a big ass, and you want to get fatter.
Why are you eating at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Because when I come home, I have to feed the kids, and I can't eat myself because I have to feed them and give them a bath and everything and put them to sleep. By that time, right. I want to drink. I stop drinking.
Ask. What do you drink?
Blood.
St. Ives.
What's that?
Gravy. St. Ives.
Gravy.
Beer. Malt liquor.
What do you drink when you drink hard liquor?
I don't drink hard liquor.
Do you drink cognac? Do you drink Courvoisier?
We're going with all the stereotypes now. As long as you're big into malt liquor.
Do you drink Courvoisier and Coke?
She hung up.
No.
Yeah, she's gone.
I'm worried about her.
She's gone.
I don't believe.
She sounded lovely.
It's the second call, though. I have trouble believing.
I think she was in the same room with the other guy.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Next.
Hey, you know, I think I'm going to start smoking just so I can prove all those smokers that it's easy to quit smoking.
That's the same logic that he's using.
Yeah. I'd like to see her, though.
Full moon, you know.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
I'll take good care of you.
There he is.
That's what a man is supposed to do.
Okay,
our song is dedicated to Carla and Janet. I am very white.
God.
It is a full moon.
God.
What is wrong with you?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yesterday you guys were talking.
Yeah,
that's a nice start.
Yeah.
Yesterday you guys were talking about Forrest Gump, and I wanted to see if you knew what that movie has, like, a ton of references to.
Well-phrased question.
That's real easy. Gosh, let me guess. Vietnam. Uh-huh.
God.
JFK.
The Circle of Life.
Elvis. As happens.
Sally Field.
Premature. Mm-hmm. E.
Shrimp.
Retarded people.
Coca-Cola.
Sally Field. Hot as balls as Forrest Gump's mom.
Yeah, well, kind of, like...
Mrs. Sean Penn?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there about Christianity, like, you know, Forrest Gump, he's, like, running with a long beard, and there's a bunch of people following him.
Yes, like he's Jesus, yes.
Oh, hold on a second, you turd.
And that's why when he wipes his face off, he gets that little Shroud of Turin thing happening.
Are you really trying to explain Forrest Gump to us?
No, not at all. I just wanted to see if you could get more of the references. Or if I should give them to you.
Look, that movie still sucks.
This is like the guy trying to explain Strawberry Shortcake. We're not idiots.
We understand the movie. It still sucks.
We understand stuff. We understand stuff.
That guy hung up, too.
Yeah. No, that's not fair. Just as well, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Thanks for explaining the riddle of life is a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Thanks for explaining that to us.
That's similar to the riddle in Parenthood when the old lady comes in and talks about the roller coaster. And Mary Steenburgen loves the roller coaster, and Steve Martin can't stand the roller coaster until the very end of the movie when his child knocks over the kid's playset. And I'm not talking about playset. There's a school play, and he knocks over the scenery. And everybody's all upset, and then suddenly, Steve Martin, you hear the sound of the roller coaster because they didn't feel their audience was bright enough to understand the reference, and Steve Martin starts to enjoy the roller coaster ride.
I like that in my movies. I like it when I'm watching a movie that basically was made for monkeys to begin with, and then it goes through a screening process where they say, you know what, this audience is going to be dumber than monkeys, mm-hmm. so we're going to have to put three or four scenes in to reinforce the bottom line explanation of this movie.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that movie, of course, was, God, I wish I could remember the name of it now. What was the one with Jessica Simpson and Stan Cook?
Oh, Employee of the Month.
Employee of the Month.
That is an obscure movie.
Somebody explain that one to me.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
He was like Jesus.
What was God's plan for that movie, huh? Hello, Donna Mike.
We don't see enough of Jessica Simpson anymore.
Hello. Hello.
Long time, first time.
He was doing that on purpose.
Last time. Did he really? Oh. Too bad he's gone. Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike, how you guys doing?
Very well.
Hey, I'm calling to tell you about something that happened in Reno yesterday. I want to be your news guy.
Oh, good. A news flash from Reno.
We could use one.
Yeah. Yesterday, they hit three McDonald's restaurants, the immigration department. They between the three restaurants, they took away 64 illegal people working there.
Wow.
At McDonald's.
Well, hooray.
At McDonald's in Reno.
Hooray. How are we going to get our Big Macs now?
Is that the big story in Reno?
Yeah, they closed McDonald's down yesterday. It was a pretty big story, man, to see that many people go. And they had a big protest at the Capitol.
Well, I bet Buzz is going to be all over that during the news today, aren't you, Buzz?
My lead story tonight.
That's right. He'll be leading with it.
Is that your lead story, Buzz?
That's right. We'll have film.
That there are three McDonald's in all of Reno, Nevada.
They're all
closed. And they all were run by Mexicans, Hispanics, illegals, and they're all closed now.
Meanwhile, get that right out on the Pink Elk Network.
There are lines around the block at Taco Bell.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Don't feel bad about being scooped on that news story.
I don't.
Because I want to tell you something.
What?
You have elevated yourself into rarefied air as far as television viewing.
I know. I'm honored. I'm shocked.
Last night, I had already told you I'd made the decision.
Mm-hmm.
TiVo, DVR, CSI.
Yes.
Watch The Office.
Mm-hmm.
The first 5 minutes of The Office.
Yeah.
Well, the whole goddamn show is hilarious.
I TiVo'd it.
But the very beginning, I really don't know when I've laughed so much at a TV show.
Amazing.
At a regular TV show. So I thought, Rob is watching CSI.
I was watching CSI.
Called Rob.
Called Buzz. Uh-huh. Called Buzz. Uh-huh. Said, hey, Buzz, come on. Here's your chance to get into the circle of trust.
I know.
Right?
Because, you know, I'm watching you. You're watching The Office, right? And he said, I'm 10 minutes behind.
Yeah. Marcia gets home late on Thursday nights, and so we got started a little late. We were still catching up, finishing up Earl before we could start The Office. So there was my opportunity. There was my chance to answer the phone, to chat with Don live about television, and I was not prepared.
Isn't it great that they create this technology where we can live our own lives and then enjoy our programs on our own time?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's nice.
It is great. Better than cell phones.
It's terrific.
You would think I'd be bitter, but I still called you with a great tip in this morning.
What was that?
It was Corky.
Oh, that's right.
Where was Corky?
On the Today Show.
I didn't see Corky on the Today
Show. He was playing tambourine for Bruce Springsteen.
No, they interviewed him, and when he was sitting on the couch, they were interviewing him as some other guy.
Yeah.
He was on the phone with Rob, and I said, I swear to Christ. From a distance, Corky now looks like Peyton Manning.
He does.
Really?
Uh-huh.
He really does.
Sure it's not Eli?
Chris Burke.
Well, for one thing, Chris is getting a lot older.
Right.
You've followed his career for nigh on to 15 years
Did
now.
You stay deep with the Today Show to see that Hoda Kotb?
Yes.
Won the dance contest?
And, you know, she is still ugly, but her body's not bad.
No, she's got a nice
Saw
body.
Her in the jeans yesterday.
Yeah, looks good in the jeans.
Doing the Kotb.
Yeah, so that Office episode last night, seriously, with that guy... Do you care about it, Mike?
Well, I'm TiVoing it, and I'm jumping on, and I actually, I had the ball game that I was watching, and then I'm running up to watch CSI, and then I ran into the other TiVo to actually specifically go to a season pass for The Office, so I am interested.
Well, then I'm only going to ruin the first 5 minutes for you.
Well, I'm late to the party on it anyway.
When he hits that redhead, I swear to God, I dropped the remote and went back and rewatched it five times. Mm-hmm. I have never seen a guy... run into a lady with a car and have it be so goddamn
oh,
funny.
Good. All right. That's not ruining it for
Seriously.
Me.
Seriously.
Really great.
Then when he gets inside. Hey, I got bad news. Beth Ann was hit by a car. I was in the car.
Who was driving the car?
Yeah. Then the hell starts saying to him, who was driving to the car? That's not important.
Is it Steve Carell?
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Great upon great upon great. Yeah.
Good TV night last
great
night.
Great hour. Yeah.
Really good.
And now I'm worried about my devotion to CSI because
you shouldn't be because I thought CSI was an absolutely fabulous episode.
I didn't even watch it last night. Didn't watch it this morning. I'll watch it. At some point.
I think you'll enjoy it.
You think so?
I think yeah. I mean, it's still the best one. It's the original, and it's still the best written, and it's the best drama. It's got everything. It's really still a good show.
And I think if you take sports out of it, it's the best looking television show in high def.
It's truly amazing. And they did a. I'll tell you where they got me with CSI. It was a continued episode. So you watched the last episode.
Yeah, right.
That is without question the scariest chick I have ever seen in my life. They got the not Marge Helgenberger, the one that was the miniature killer.
Yeah, uh-huh.
She is because you think she's going to like bite somebody's head off at any moment. Yeah. She's amazingly scary. She terrifies me just to look at her.
I got sent an email forward by somebody who was listening yesterday and heard us talk about that Jay Leno set on eBay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Also on eBay, they have if you've watched CSI with the miniature killers.
Yeah.
The actual little miniature houses that Gil Grissom has on his desk.
With Danny Bonaducci in one of them.
They're being auctioned off on eBay.
Cool.
It's like $3,000 or something.
It's a little creepy, somebody that would bid on that.
For a little dollhouse.
That's living it a little bit too much.
It was used on CSI.
When you do eventually watch CSI, please be aware of one major continuity error. One unanswered thing. It has to do with the girl under the car.
Okay, well, now don't say anymore.
Well, that was last year. She's under the car last year.
Oh, okay. Right. So, oh, right. You mean Sarah Seidel.
Yeah. She's under the car. And I'm going to wonder if you pick up. The way you watch television, I think you will pick up on it like Carl and I did last night.
Tell me during the break.
Because it's an unanswered question.
Okay.
And it drove me nuts. It really ruined what would have been a five-star episode. It just ruined it for me because I was going, hey. How did that happen?
Uh-huh.
All right, that's all I'll say.
I know, but I want to hear more.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah. Right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
And Mike, we're all here.
All right, yeah. This is Pat Benatar here.
Hey, what's happening, Pat?
Hey, not too much. I was wondering if you still want to hit this.
No, not now.
How you doing, Pat? Have you let yourself go?
Oh, you know, I've put on a few lbs, but hey, bring that sexy newsman with you, okay?
So you still got that little boy haircut?
I let it grow out a little, but I've shaved elsewhere.
Oh.
That's my girl.
I will see you later. Password is Brazilian wax.
Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Buzz and Rob.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, how are you?
Covered everyone now.
I want to thank you, gentlemen, for opening my taste bud horizons.
Really? What'd you try?
Well, I recently purchased some of the Elvis-inspired Reese's Cups, and I'm never going back.
Aren't they great? I got bad news for you.
Limited, aren't they in limited production?
I don't think you can get them anymore.
I think they're gone now.
Yeah. I live in Northern Virginia, and I get them. I can get them anywhere.
Bring them by.
Well, Rob seems to think that they're out of production.
I don't think they're making them anymore. Although we all agreed, a pretty wonderful innovation for a long-standing candy tradition.
They're very nice,
especially the miniatures.
I will tell you though, one thing that worried me: if you're eating those now, they've been sitting on the shelf ever since Elvis' death day. That was almost a month and a half ago, Jack.
Brother, I wonder if they will have the chocolate begin to whiten and flake off.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell you something, brother. It's not the chocolate I'm worried about. Is that little fake chemical banana thing that little dollop of banana.
You think that over time, the fake banana cream in the middle will tend to petrify and cause botulism?
You're reading my mind, brother.
Very, very scary.
If that happens, wake me and feed me a cherry pie.
Hey, that's the next thing we can do with Elvis food. Yeah. Reese's cherry.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Hey.
Listen, over the years, I've heard people, my mom died last night, and over the years I've heard people call in and thanking y'all for helping them out through the time. Well, I just want to let you guys know, and especially Rob and his recounting of Corky's visit, that you're doing nothing for me here.
Glad we could help.
That was out of left
nothing,
field.
No help.
That was out of left field.
Thank you, my friend.
All right,
appreciate it.
Get to that funeral.
Thank you.
Was that a joke about your mom, right?
Yeah.
Good job. Good job. Okay. You're thinking what I'm thinking, that it really would have been funny if he was being legit.
Yeah.
Even if he was doing a joke.
Either way.
After the mom died.
Yeah. Now I'm laughing.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike. That's gallows humor.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, two things. A while ago, a couple years ago, you had isolated Buzz's microphone, and at the end of the day, you played it back. It was the funniest damn thing.
Yeah, it hurt Buzz's feelings. We can't ever do it again.
That was a million years ago, too.
Well, you got to do that again.
God, that's somebody who's hanging on.
Yeah, I've been around for a while. The other thing, when Rob's wife was out of town, you were going to have him.
Which time? She's always out of town.
It's really better to say when she's in town.
In Des Moines, actually, is not far from where I am. You were going to have him call you up all bombed, and you were going to record it. Did that ever take place?
No. I appreciate the fact that you appear to be a bit fanatical about this show. Maybe you should listen just with the radio a couple of inches away.
Stand back a little.
You're absorbing too much of the show.
You're standing too close.
I don't think that's possible.
You know, didn't your mom ever tell you that when you're watching TV? Don't sit right by the TV. It's going to make your brain turn to mush.
And here's another thing, and this is a concern of mine. You're dwelling on your disappointment. Yeah. You're not focusing on the positive.
I actually didn't say I was disappointed.
Well, you see, you don't have to say it when you say, hey, here's what I'd like you to do. Now, it indicates to us that we're simply not doing enough.
You could take a cue from the guy who said, hey, my mom just died, and I'm not getting anything out of the show.
Now, that's funny.
That's good.
Instead of saying, hey, why don't you do what you did, and why don't you do what you said you were going to do?
All right, let me start over.
Give, don't take.
All right, my mom just died. You can tape, isolate Buzz's mic and Fort Romp. Okay.
All right, you saved it.
Yeah, Full Moon is bringing out some pretty decent callers today.
Saved it. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Yo.
Yo, I just want to let you know, man. I'm calling. My name is Jamal Baryshnikov.
It's a Black Russian.
Very good. Thank you for Jamal Baryshnikov.
Have your drink.
That's good. Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
Cool. So, how are you guys doing today so far?
Not bad, actually.
Nice.
How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm stuck in traffic on 28 on my way home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think we care about any part of that? Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye!
Yeah, it's thick out there.
Sorry, just did that to piss him off.
You have a nice day.
Irresistible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Holly Morris, and Holly Morris has a question for Rod A. Spiewak.
I like it when Holly Morris talks of herself in the third person.
Yes. Rod A.
Yes.
Holly wants to know, why have you so closely aligned yourself with the Nazi Party?
Holly wants a cracker.
Holly wants to know.
It's good folk.
Oh, God.
It's good folk.
God.
Hold on.
Yeah, they really put a lot of thought into that one.
She was out.
Worked, didn't it?
She was out of her mind today.
Oh, she was.
Today was the Oktoberfest,
Yeah,
right?
Not just any Oktoberfest, Don. The Fredericksburg, Virginia Oktoberfest.
Was she knocking back any beers?
Yeah, they tapped a keg.
Oh, really?
Yes, they did.
You got to listen.
If you'll pardon the expression.
You got to listen to the hyperactive poodle. No reason to even spin the wheel of Holly today.
Oh, good.
Right. This is a stone-cold winner.
Well, Allison, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. We got to tap this keg, right? It must be Oktoberfest time. We are live this morning in Fredericksburg. We're there indeed, gearing up for a Bavarian bash.
How about that music along with her shrieking?
Is that a live band they have? A little live oompa band?
And she was in her Holly Morris outfit for the first segment, but in the second outfit, she changed into a German dirndl.
Oh, what the hell is a dirndl?
You know, like a St. Pauli girl.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
You know,
okay.
Like that, like Hansel and Gretel.
Gotcha.
Clothes.
Okay.
Same if you weren't here, though. We're going to tell you how you come out and party as well, live next on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us. Swing the mug. Come on.
Dirndl, the equivalent of lederhosen.
There we go.
Yeah, ladies' lederhosen.
This is really the Holly Morris.
She had a liter of beer in her hand.
Oh, good for her.
This is the Holly Morris that we've grown to highlight on the show.
It's wonderful.
The hyperactive poodle. Here she is.
But October.
It's on Channel 5, Fox 5 here in D.C., about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Which is when you want to drink your liter of beer.
Oktoberfest in Germany starts in the end of September.
Right.
So it's two-week festival. It goes in the end of September and the 1st of October. But I want to be the first to say, Guten Morgen, die Damen und Herren, which is good morning in German, my lady and gent. They're in the studio, and they are indeed geared up here in Fredericksburg, where we are live.
The good thing is she's not annoying.
Well,
one of the things, she won an award one time. She is actually the TV broadcaster that can do an entire segment without taking a breath.
The Blue and Gray Brewing Company, because you can't have Oktoberfest without a brewing company. Jeffrey Fitzpatrick is the man behind the Blue and Gray Brewing Company.
I'm Patrick Fitzjeffrey.
Morgan.
Okay, so why is Oktoberfest in September? Do you know that?
It's a tradition that goes way back. We have some experts here.
How many cups of coffee have you had this morning, Holly?
Holly, you are tying me with your silly patter.
The German tradition. It's a Teresa and
who? It's just because it's how they've always done it, right?
2 weeks of October.
Right?
And it's a harvest fest also.
Like, I'm going to fast forward. When does she really go out of control in this thing?
Go to the next segment if you want.
Holly, in the great tradition of the supermodel, German supermodel like Gisele Bündchen, we'd like you to remove your brassiere.
That's right. Good morning. Guten Morgen, I should say. We've got bratwurst, beer, and body beer made. Okay, I just threw in the body part. We are live here because they are gearing up for their annual fall party. What? It is Oktoberfest, and we are literally going to serve up the fun coming up on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us. Look at that. All that, three women. Here is Roland. Yeah!
God!
She's fine.
We're coming up on 5-7. We're going to do the band.
Hey, well, you know, I said I'm the person you want to know if you want to have a good time, right?
All in a day's work.
Move over St. Polly's girl. It's St. Holly's girl. Ha-ha! We are gearing up for Oktoberfest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. St. Holly's girl.
Oh, my God.
Let's have a nice big liter of St. Holly girl.
There's a hair in my beer.
Hey, well, you know, I said I'm the person you want to know if you want to have a good time, right?
All in a day's work.
Move over St. Polly's girl. It's St. Holly's girl. Ha-ha! We are going to Oktoberfest in Fredericksburg, and it is a full German party, complete with bratwurst. That's where we're starting at the grill right now. Brian Korper is the one who is the grill master. So what are you guys going to be cooking up?
Good morning. Our first sausage we have is our...
It would be great if some Nazis just came in and killed her.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Well, you know,
wow.
In the cartoon way.
Then we wouldn't have her. We wouldn't have her to listen to anymore. That wouldn't be fun.
Sorry, being a shock jock.
It's shock jock.
Sorry.
Did the light go on?
No, that they don't delete out.
Right, no, that's fine.
I love that.
No, you could say
they enjoy that.
You could talk about murdering, killing,
maiming.
That's cool.
That's fine.
Just don't say penis.
Right.
Right.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. I was calling because I heard before the caller that was talking about how he had been listening for a while and had a couple old segments that he liked to listen to.
Yes.
Well, I found one online that I haven't heard in a long time, and it's hilarious. It's probably from even before I was born. It was about Winnie the Pooh going insane and killing everybody.
That is old.
Yeah, that is old. Why don't we all just make this entire show about how good we used to be?
Memories.
Why don't we all just call in with all the things that we did before you were born?
How old are you now?
Oh, he's gone.
Damn it. He was 50.
But hold on a second. The fat chick is back. Stacy?
Yes, I'm back again.
There, Joe got her back.
Did you get a little snack during the time you were away?
I sure did. I'm eating a medium pizza from Jerry's.
From Jerry's?
Jerry's. Yes.
That reminds me, I have to go on Jerry duty next week.
Trial by Jerry.
I love Jerry Seinfeld. Anyway, Stacy, are you? Listen, thanks for calling back. Any chance we can get you down here and take a look at you?
Please.
I may be able to come next week.
That would be great.
That would be delightful. We'd like to check you out.
Okay.
All right, baby. Hold on a second.
Enjoy your pizza.
Joe's going to get your information.
Okay.
All right, baby. Hey, take a bite right now.
Huh?
Take a big bite right now.
We'd like to hear you take a bite of
take
pizza.
You want to hear the bite?
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
I don't know if you can hear this.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Chew it.
Hey, you know there's in the new Farrelly Brothers movie, Jerry Stiller.
And they got everything going, too.
Really? Everything?
Mm-hmm.
Anchovies?
No anchovies.
Yeah, see, then it's not everything.
Too salty right now.
Does it have placenta on it?
Don, that's a specialty item that they give you at your local Domino's. You can't expect to get that at every pizza parlor.
My Brooklyn style placenta.
I work at Papa John's. So I don't
Brooklyn
eat
Hi, I'd like the Meat Lover's Brooklyn style placenta pizza.
Yo. All right, thank you. Hey, hold on. We're going to get you down here next week. We got to hit a break so we can come back and talk to our good friend James Brown.
And meanwhile, we'll enjoy Don Geronimo's placenta pie.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.